Numbers may be different. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Tolls could be going up soon here on the Dulles Toll Road. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Commuting in the D.C. region. What hasn't changed in 50 years? I'm Dick Giuliano.
The Dow's down 340 points.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Outside a Buffalo courtroom this morning.
Peyton, you're a coward.
Peyton, you're a coward. Someone yelled at the suspect in the supermarket massacre, Peyton Gendron, the 18-year-old white man accused of killing 10 black people. He's being held without bail. A court date has been set for June 9th. CBS's Jerika Duncan on what defense attorneys are saying.
They know that the grand jury has voted to indict, but they say that they have not seen that information in terms of what those charges consist of. We know that the accused shooter, again, pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder.
The head of the FDA, Robert Califf, right now is facing Congress over the baby formula shortage.
This crisis has shown us the impact of having a single manufacturer cease production for a brief period. And unless we strengthen the resilience of our supply chain, we could be one natural disaster, quality mishap, or cyber attack from being here again.
Last night, the House passed a $28 million spending bill to help the FDA inspect domestic and international formula producers. And President Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to speed up manufacturing and imports. Just now at the White House, the president standing alongside the leaders of Finland and Sweden. Those countries want to join NATO.
Today, I'm proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies and two close, highly capable partners.
McDonald's says it has found a buyer for its 850 restaurants in Russia. That buyer is a franchisee who operates 25 McDonald's in Siberia. The names of those restaurants will change. A day after Wall Street's latest wipeout, the Dow is down about 300 points. Strategist Matt Orton.
Today, I don't think it's going to be earnings that move the market today. It's really going to be more of digestion of what happened yesterday and just the destruction that we saw across the retail names.
Bad earnings reports from many retailers yesterday set off a new round of recession fears. There's some big trouble with some big vehicles. Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ has more on the recall from Ford.
Certain 2021 Navigators and Expeditions have been catching fire, and Ford isn't yet sure why. One person's been hurt. There have been 16 incidents, 13 while the vehicle was parked. Ford's advising owners to park the vehicles outside. More information when the company comes up with a fix.
The Census Bureau says 1 in 20 residents in Arkansas and Tennessee were missed in the 2020 census, and four other states had what are called significant undercounts that could cost them federal money and representation. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP 24/7 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
11:03 on WTOP, Thursday morning, the 19th of May. Sunny and 68 degrees as we head to the 80s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Gigi Barnett. The top local stories we're following this hour. There are some major changes happening at Reagan National that may be confusing for passengers. Because of recent expansions at the airport, all of the terminals and gates will soon look different.
Please contact your airport.
No airlines or gates will be moving. It's just a sign enhancement.
Right now, Reagan National is divided into Terminal A and Terminal BC. But that's about to change. Starting early next month, it will instead become Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Airport staff will be on the lookout for passengers that need assistance.
Crystal Nosell is with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, which oversees Reagan National. She says another big change will include gate numbers getting a letter before them. For example, gates 1 through 9 will become gates A1 through A9. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Well, here's some news many drivers may not want to hear. Tolls could be going up on a major commuter route.
Here on the Dulles Toll Road today, it costs $3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. It could go up to $6 in January. The Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is considering the proposal. The first toll increase since 2019 would help pay for construction of Metro's Silver Line, in addition to maintaining the toll road. And the plan is for toll increases of a buck and a quarter every 5 years. The proposal will be voted on in November. On the Dulles Toll Road, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
When it comes to commuting in the D.C. region, the car is still king, and that's something that hasn't changed in decades.
The Center for Washington Area Studies says in 1970, about 80% of Washington area commuters got to work by car.
That's about the same in 1980. It's about the same in 2000 and about the same today.
The study's co-author, Leo Brooks, says public transportation accounts for almost 15% of commuting, and that's changed little over the past 50 years. Urban commuters use public transit the most, but Brooks says it's growing outside the city.
The big growth in ridership share is coming in the suburban and exurban areas.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Police have arrested a surgical assistant in Olney on charges of sexual assault. Mir Asadullah Naqvi is accused of sexually assaulting a patient after a surgical procedure at the Olney Center for Oral Surgery in early April. Police say the victim immediately reported the assault, and evidence was collected that detectives were able to link to Naqvi, who was arrested yesterday. The 47-year-old suspect is from Ellicott City. He's been charged with second-degree sexual assault, among other charges, and is being held in jail until his bond hearing. Police say Naqvi victimized others as well, and they're looking to hear from anyone who has information about other possible assaults.
Would changing what police officers wear on duty improve policing? Well, Maryland's most populous county is asking that question.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says there are discussions about updating the look of the county's police force. Currently, Montgomery County police officers have a black uniform.
There's a pretty broad consensus that the black uniforms are intimidating.
Elrich said the county's discussed changing the color of the uniforms with the Fraternal Order of Police. Inside Higher Ed reports that police departments on college campuses have switched to uniforms that are designed to make officers appear more approachable. Elrich says the cost of changing uniforms could run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come on WTOP.
A local brewery sparks outrage with what it calls a murder box. I'm John Aaron.
It's 11:07.
Beautiful homes start from the floors up at Floormax. This weekend, all in-stock wood floors are now on sale at Floormax. Get up to 50% off oak, maple, and all in-stock wood floors now at Floormax. Act now and you'll get 0% financing. Get your new wood floors at Floormax now. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit FloormaxFloors.com. FloormaxFloors.com. See stores for selection and details.